50% of people who buy the main product also buy this order bump, and they're making more than $130,000 a year just from the order bump. Just from the order bump. Just from adding that in. That's all additional revenue. Hello and welcome to the Art of Selling Online Courses. We are here to share winning strategies and secret hacks from top performers in the online course industry. My name is John Ainsworth, and today we're going to be talking about order bumps. This is the 80-20 of the 80-20. This is the simplest, easiest technique to use to increase revenue in your course business. And 99% of people are not doing this right now. So you're probably not at the moment. Even if you are, I'm going to give you advanced tactics on how to improve it. But if you're not doing this at all, this is massive. This is a must-listen episode. Depending on the current size of your course business, this could make you thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in extra revenue for very little work. And it is just fantastic. So I'm going to talk through today what order bumps are, how to choose one, how to set it up, how many people will buy them, how much money it will make you, success stories. I'm going to give you an example of copy that actual clients have used that's worked, show you exactly what to do. Now, I met someone at a conference the other day, and they had made, they said tens of thousands of dollars in extra revenue from this one tactic alone. And before we get going, I want to ask you for a favor. Hopefully this podcast is helping you to understand your course business better, to be able to improve the funnels and make more revenue. And then obviously help your students more as well because of that. Now, it would help others too. We just need to let them know about it. So I want you to help me get this in front of them. Can you please share this podcast with one person or in one group? Like, pause it now, message the link onto somebody that you know who you think this might be helpful for. It would mean the world to me. And more importantly, it could help them to grow their course business and make more revenue and improve their life. So they will thank you for it. And then afterwards, maybe they're going to take you out and buy you beers. That's what people definitely do for me. They've heard me talk and they're like, oh my God, this was so helpful. So this is your chance to get that as well. Now, I want to give a big recap and kind of dial into where order bumps fit in the scale of things within funnels. Mostly what we see is online course creators focus on two things: building better courses and building a bigger audience. And there's a third step that most online course creators don't pay much attention to, which is what we talk about on this podcast, and that is their sales funnel. Now, the sales funnel is the process that someone gets to your site and then they get onto your email list and then they buy from you and they buy from you again. That whole process, that is your sales funnel. And for most people, it's like moving water with a leaky bucket. There's just water coming out all over the place, or driving with the brakes on. There's no need for it. Now, we did years of research. We implemented every single funnel tactic and found which were the ones that worked the best. And we found that for online course creators that already have an audience, there are three areas that have a big impact. There are three areas to focus on. And within each of those, there's two or three tactics that you can focus on within that. These are the things that always work, and if you put them in place, our clients on average, increase revenue by 486%. So let me talk you through what those three are, and then we're going to dive into the order bumps element. So these are, and it's easiest first, it's things to work on first, I'm going to go through first. The first one is increase revenue per sale. That's the one to start with. Second one is increase the percentage of email subscribers who buy each month. And the third one is to increase the number of email subscribers you have on your email list. Now, the simplest one I said was to increase revenue per sale. And within that, there are two tactics: order bumps and upsells. And the easiest of those is order bumps. And that's what we're going to be working on today. Like I said, I had someone come up to me at a conference who'd made tens of thousands of dollars extra. I had someone at a conference, I think it was last October, who was making $5,000 extra a month from this. Our clients have on average increased revenue by 19% from this one tactic on its own, including some clients who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars in extra revenue from this. And that's across our group coaching clients and our done-for-you clients. Now, how much you're going to make depends on your current sales, on your current email list size, that kind of thing. So what is an order bump? An order bump is an additional offer that you have on your checkout page. So it's an additional offer you have on your checkout page. So when someone's checking out, they're on the checkout page and they see that they can put the credit card details in, they can hit submit, there's an additional tick box. They tick that box and it's going to add it to their order. That's it. That's what an autobump is. And you have two or three sentences explaining about it. And I'll go through and give an example of that in a little bit as well. Now, what's the difference between that and an upsell? An upsell is another offer they can get, but that's on the confirmation page after they've ordered. So they go to the checkout page, they fill in their credit card details, they hit submit. The next page is where you have the upsell. So it's a similar concept, but technically different. This one is on the order page. It's actually on the order page. And if you go into your course software or your funnel software, whatever you're using, you'll see there is an option for order bump. Like almost definitely, nearly every software has this. No one uses it, but it's there. And what we found, we've done tests on this across a wide range of clients, and we found 20 to 50% of people will buy the order bump if you have the right offer at the right price and the right copy to explain what it is. So what products should you choose? I'm going to give you two different kind of answers to this. One's the ideal one and the other one is the practical one. So challenges work well, especially in the language space. If someone's buying a course, sell them a challenge to go with it. An additional small course that they could also get. Workbooks, a Q&A webinar, these are all good options. But the practical one is one of the products that you've already got, something that you've already got, that's the starting point. And that's what you put in as the order bump to start with, and then maybe later you optimize by having the perfect product. What we're looking for is something that you can sell at a discount, so 30, 40, 50% off at this particular moment. It's the only time they can get this deal is if they buy it right away at that particular time. So it makes it very compelling. People want to get it. And it should be about a third of the price of your main product. That's if you're selling through an email promotion. So you're selling something for $99, $129, $149, $199, that kind of price point. And then the order bump would be then like $37, $50, $47, $57, $67, something in that kind of range. Why seven for the order bumps? It just seems to work. I couldn't tell you the psychology of it exactly. I could guess at it, but I don't know for sure. But yeah, $27, $37, $47, that kind of price point. So about a third of the price of the main product you're selling. There are times when it's slightly different, but we're just going to focus on the email promotion. So how does that help your students? What you do is you include another product that would be useful for them to get that goes along with what they're already buying. So this means if they buy this additional product, it's going to make their life better because they've now got something else that's good that goes with it. That's the idea. We're trying to help people, not just sell them something they won't actually use or that's not useful for them. So something else that goes along with what they're already buying. So find your most, the way to look at this is start with one product that you're selling. So start with your main, most popular product, and then make a list of every other thing that you've ever created, every other thing that you sell or that you could sell, and choose out of those, which of those fits that criteria that I just mentioned. What are the, which of them would go along with what you're already selling, and you could sell for about a third of the price. It doesn't have to be a third. It could be a half or two thirds or a quarter or whatever, but a third is like a good starting point to kind of think about. So now, how do you write the copy for that? How do you actually write the text that goes on the order page? Like I said, it's just a couple of sentences. I'm going to read you an example of one from an existing client of ours. I'm just going to pull this up here. This is from someone selling an English course. So for people who are learning English, teach them how to speak English more clearly. And I'm going to read you through the whole thing. So the headline is save 60% and have access to all of my lesson PDFs. That's the headline. The main copy, you will receive access to every PDF I've ever made. In the vault, you will receive over 90 revision notes covering grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, idioms, phrasal verbs, listening, learning tips, all to improve your English skills. All PDFs come with links to lesson videos. And the regular price is then $97 is reduced to $39. So we've got $97 crossed out and $39 put in. And then there's a button saying add to order. And if someone clicks that, it adds it to their main order. That's it. That's the whole thing. So let me talk you through the concept of each of those. The headline, we want to say what the discount is they're going to get and what is it they're going to get. So what is the actual product? And then we have a description, briefly, of what's included. And then we tell people the previous price and the reduced price. And then there's a button saying add to order. That's it. That's the whole thing that you need to do for this. Now, when we're working with our coaching clients, we're going through and refining this and perfecting it and getting exactly the right copy, exactly the right offer, all this kind of thing. But the starting point is just put something in there. Trust me on this. Just put something in there. And you're going to see an increase in revenue straight away. So success stories, I told you I was going to give you. So we've got a client in the spirituality space and they're making between $100,000 and $200,000 per month in revenue. And we added this an order bump in with one of their products. 50% of people who buy the main product also buy this order bump, and they're making more than $130,000 a year just from the order bump. Just from the order bump. Just from adding that in. That's all additional revenue. So hopefully that all makes sense. Just to recap, this is the 80-20 of the 80-20. If you're going to focus on increasing revenue, this is the place to start with it. 20 to 50% of people who are buying your main product will also buy this if you have the right offer at the right price. But start with just something. I've talked you through how to write the copy for it, what to include, what to write there. And what you're going to see on average, we've seen across all of our clients an average increase in revenue of 19%. So if you get this spot on, you're going to see that kind of increase in revenue. You might not see that to start with, right? And you only do it with one product to start with. Just get something in place. Now, if that sounds helpful and you'd like help implementing systems like this in your business, then go to datadrivenmarketing.co/call, C-A-L-L, datadrivenmarketing.co/call. And there's like a short form to fill out. You fill that out and it's going to tell you if you qualify to be able to work with us. If not, we'll be very polite about it. We'll send you through some useful resources. But if you do qualify, then you'll go through to a short 15-minute call where we're just going to ask you some more questions and check if you are a good fit for Definite to work with us, and then it kind of carries on from there. We only charge people, or we mostly charge people, like the vast majority of the way we charge is based on a percentage of increase in revenue. So we have to be really careful about who we take on, because otherwise we lose money if we work with the wrong people. So we're super selective about it. We only accept 11% of people who apply to work with us. If you've got a six-figure course business, that's a great start. Then it's very likely that you're going to be a good fit. But even if you're smaller, if you've got a good-sized email list, like over 10, 20,000 people, or you've got a good-sized audience, then that means you're likely to qualify. But that's the kind of things that we're checking. And then we're also obviously going to check, do we get on? Are we going to be a good fit to work together? Do we think we're going to be able to work well together from a personality point of view as well? Do we share the same values, that kind of thing? So we're checking those stuff as well. If that sounds helpful, go to datadrivenmarketing.co/call and sign up and fill in the form. It's going to let you know whether you might qualify to work with us. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your time, as always, listening, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks, guys.